So he's back here in the Jasper room? All right. Thank you, ladies. I will deal with the troublesome little bitch from here. Here's a tip for the inconvenience. What exactly do you think you're doing? I get my fiancé booked at the most exclusive salon in the city to get ready for our special night out. And then when I come to pick you up, I find you strapped down to the chair. They tell me it's because you refuse to sit still and cooperate. I am looking at what they did to you, and I have news for you, baby doll. It's nothing more than what I asked them to do. That deep red lipstick and smoky eye looks great with your complexion, and it will give a pop of color to what you'll be wearing. Yes, of course I want you to wear those things. I wouldn't have picked them out otherwise. Here, before I let you go, I'm going to help you put on a few things. Let me just unstrap your legs from the chair. Now point your toe. Don't these thigh-high nylon stockings feel good going up your smooth leg? Aw, I know waxing hurts, but you only have to do it every month or so, and after a few times, you'll get used to it. All girls do. I got you these black kitten heels to train on. They'll only be a 2-inch heel, so perfect for learning how to walk like a girl. Well, of course I'm making you into a girl. I want you to make a good impression on my moms. They have some very particular views on relationship dynamics. Despite being both women, they believe in a balance of masculine and feminine energy. Okay, there. Your stocking and heels are on. Will you be a good little girl if I unstrap your arms? Okay. On your feet. Now, let me show you how to put on a garter belt and attach it to these lacy stocking tops. I told you, masculine and feminine energy. We can't both wear suits. Mother Jean was always the breadwinner, supporting the family. The man's role, as it was. Mommy Sarah was the homemaker who looked after me and my siblings. Oh, you mean why I can't be the woman and you be the man? What, just because I have breasts? Ugh. Well, here, let's get you laced into this corset and see if I can rearrange things to help you look a little more stacked. Come on, be serious. Of course I'm in the man's role in our relationship. Which one of us has a good job and supports us? That's right, I do. And what do you do for a living? You sit at home playing games for a few bucks online. In fact, your new look might even help you get more subscribers. I hear femboys are popular in streaming these days. Let's not forget the other reason that I'm the man. Who has a bigger cock, I want you to say it. I do what? I have a bigger cock than who? Good girl. Say it again. There we go. Was that so hard? One more tug, and I'll tie these corset laces off. Doesn't that give you just the prettiest little waist? Here. This pushes up the loose flesh into some cute little titties. But if we slip these enhancers into the cups of your corset underneath them, there, this cleavage will look great in the dress that I have for you. It's cut low on the chest and slid up to the hip to show off your pretty leg. Now, before we put your panties on, there is one more thing I want to do to get you ready. Here. This bench they used to wax you is perfect. Bend over it. Why wouldn't we do it in here? Get over here. Yes, those extensions tie into your own hair pretty good, huh? These wavy curls aren't just for looking cute on you. They give me something to tug on. I always knew I would love the look of garters framing your boy pussy as you present for me like a good little bitch. If you keep moaning like that, the girls out there are gonna know exactly what we're doing in here. Honestly, you're getting this bothered just by me rubbing my hard cock up and down over your tight little hole. One might think I'd never fuck you. Come on, princess. If you want my big, fat lady cock, you know what to do. Don't just whine. Use your words. Beg me to fuck you. You want this so bad, don't you? Will you be a good girl for me when we're done, huh? Will you put on the pretty dress that I bought you? Oh, fuck. Oh, yes. Your boy pussy's so tight today, baby. Oh, fuck. You are such my little slut, aren't you? Oh, yeah, you love taking it. It's such the girl. My cute little bitch. Oh, yeah. Moaning and groaning for my girl cock. And I love pounding into your tight little hole. Oh, it feels so fucking good. That's it. Yeah, be my cute little slut. Makes it even better to hold on to your hair. Oh, fuck. Take it. You take it so good. Yes. God, I love seeing your ass framed. With his garter belt. It looks so fucking perfect with all those curls around your shoulder. Holding onto your hair as I pound into this hole so tight for me. That's it. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. That's it. Keep moaning for me, my little bitch. Oh, yeah. Let the whole salon know that I'm fucking you so hard. Oh, yes. You are just taking it so good, aren't you? Yeah, keep begging me to fuck you harder, little bitch. Oh, fuck. I can't help pounding you so deep. Fuck. You look so hot in these clothes. It's just turning me on so much. Yes. That's it. Oh, my little bitch. Oh, yeah. Yell for the world to know just how much you want my cock. Yeah? Louder. Oh, yeah, that's it. That's the stuff. Oh, fuck. God, I love when you beg for it. You're such a good little sissy slut, aren't you? Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. God. Oh, is it me, or does all this just make you feel so much better on my cock? Oh, bouncing into my cute little girl, huh? Oh, fuck yes. Oh, you look so pretty. Oh, yeah, just how you're meant to be. Being able to wrap my hands and grab that tight little waist of yours now. Oh, yeah, you can really take it, can't you? Oh, yeah, take it so good, my little whore. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck, you're squeezing my cock so hard. You love this so much, don't you? Oh, you fucking love being pounded like a good little bitch. Oh, yeah. Take it. Oh, take it, my little fuck princess. Oh, fuck. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, God, you're squeezing me so good. That's it. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Milk my cock. Oh, milk my cock, you little whore. Oh, you're so good at it. Such a good, natural little bottom bitch, aren't you? Oh, fuck. Take it so good. You take this girl cock and you just gobble it up like a good little slut, don't you? Oh, yes. That's it. Oh, clamp down on it, baby. That's it. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, I love those sounds you're making. Yes, that's it, baby. Oh, yeah, take it. Oh, take it so deep, so hard, and that cute little fucking heart-shaped ass. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, milk my cock with that boy pussy. Yes, that's it. Oh, you feel so good, baby. Yes, yes. Oh, don't you dare stop. Don't you dare stop pushing back against me. That's it. Oh, yeah. Milk my cock, baby. Milk it. Yeah, that's it, baby. Yeah. Oh, fuck. Yes, my little bitch. Yes, yes. Oh, be my little slut. Be my good little fucking slut. Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love wrapping my hands in your hair and pulling you back onto my dick. Yes, that's a ticket. Oh, yeah, take it like the whore I know you are. Cry out for me. Cry out for me and take my big, fat girl cock. Yes, yes. Oh, yeah. Ha, ha. Fuck yes. Yes, yes. Oh, yes, 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 yes. You really can't help mewling like a cat in heat, can you, whore? I bet they can all hear you. Everyone in the salon knows that you're getting turned into my sissy little cock sleeve right now. I'm gonna come. Are you ready? Are you ready to be my little cum dump? Now stay put. I've got something to replace my cock in your ass. There. Now you're all plugged up so you don't dribble cum into your panties while we're at dinner. I love seeing you bent over like that with this pretty pink heart-shaped jewel shining in your boy pussy. Stay like that for just one sec. Look at this. Oh, this is a great addition to my private gallery. Now stand up. Oh, you nasty little whore. Look at the mess you made on the bench. You can never keep yourself from popping off when you get fucked, can you? I want you to lick that up. Pretty sissy's first taste of her own cum. I had to get a photo for posterity. Now, let's hurry and finish getting you dressed. We don't want to keep our parents waiting after all. Oops. Did I say our parents? Shoot. I had meant to keep this a surprise, but I invited your mom and dad to join us too. After all, we want them to meet their little girl before they see her walking down the aisle in a pretty white gown, don't we?